Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
All right, Mary, thank you very much, my dear friend, Mary Traveland. And she has been my announcer, as she mentioned, many years. And I thank her for that. It's time to go to the Dallas Arboretum Report right now. And somewhere here I have Tucker Reed's report that he sent to me. I found it, Tucker. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing just fine. You're going to talk about stock. So what do you invest in?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I invest in a plant that's incredibly fragrant for the spring season is what I invest in. So this is a stock. It's Matola incana. There's a lot of different species of stock, but this is the one that we use. It's spring blooming annual, like I said. It's been used in the florist trade for years because it's not always the showiest of flowers, but it's an extremely fragrant flower. So florists love to tuck it into bouquets for that floral, the fragrance that comes along. A lot of times roses don't have a whole lot of fragrance or some of the other things that the florists use a lot. And so sticking this into a mixed bouquet certainly just enlivens that whole thing. This is a full sun to part shade plant. Just grow it like a normal annual. Feed it. Certainly feeding it makes more growth, makes more flowers. That's always a good thing. There's a lot of different varieties of this plant out there. They can range from being an 8-inch little dwarf, little ball of fragrance and flowers, to something that's going to be 36 inches tall and be stretched out and long and glorious and really showing itself and probably leaning on other plants at the same time. We use two different varieties out at the gardens. These are the varieties that we have picked that do really well. One of them is one of those little bitty balls that we can just tuck into a container. The variety name is Cinderella. Comes in a lot of different colors, reds, pinks, purples, white. But these are just little balls right at the front edge of the pot so the little kids can smell them. And they're just really cute and adorable. Then we use another one called Exmus, which is a cutting variety, and it does get about 30 inches tall. It comes in a lot of the same colors, but it's really, really – it's great watching it roam its way through other plants and pop its little head out. And its flowers are a little bit larger because it's a little bit larger plant. So
sure, a little more robust.
Yeah.
Out of curiosity, now I think there are a lot of people who probably have seen this and don't know what it is. This, to some degree, on the upright types, resembles a heavy snapdragon in its growth form and the flowers. It's all related. Leaves are much bigger, but that fragrance is just incredible. There are double flowering and single flowering, and I have not grown a lot of them to compare them side by side. Do you find that the double flowering ones are as fragrant as singles?
Yes, they're just showier, too. The great thing about the thing is the showier flower.
All right. And so these two varieties, and we'll see them throughout the garden in various places?
Yeah, Kenneth Cranfill, our buddy, our growing buddy, he's growing them for us, and they should be showing up in the garden in about 2 weeks.
Kenneth is bringing truckloads, right?
Should be.
I love hearing him. He is a very dear friend of mine, and he talks about, he's probably on his way to church right now listening, and he talks about all the truckloads he's bringing to you guys. He loves doing that. All right. So that is stock, folks, and it is cold hardy to modest cold. What would you say, where do you cover that plant? What temperature?
I will cover it because I don't want to lose any flowers. I will cover it if it's going to be below 32. If I wasn't worried about it or in my home landscape, if I had any home, I would wait until it was mid-20s.
Yeah, it can take a little bit of cold. Education is underway, right?
It is. It's fully in action. Definitely check out all the lists on the website. There's plenty of different classes for all, not only gardening, but also crafts and special interests and photography and all that great stuff.
That's really fun, folks. Go to DallasArboretum.org and click on Education. While you're on the website, join the Arboretum and become a member because you get a discount when you sign up for the education classes. Plus, you get a discount when you go to the gift shop. You get in time after time after time. Stephen Chambly yesterday in our landscape school was showing some unusual annuals, and he said, I think the best bargain of all is invest in a membership, Dallas Arboretum. You can go out there a bunch of times. It costs you a lot less money. So, anyway, I thought it's kind of an odd comment within our landscape school, but a very appropriate one. It's a beautiful place to go. Now, Dallas Blooms is kind of a high watermark for you all. I'll bet you are working as long as you can every day right now.
We are. Yeah, that's our signature event. It's what really put us on the map. It's one of the largest displays of bulbs outside of Holland. We already have daffodils blooming. We already have hyacinths starting to poke their heads through the soil, and they're going to be blooming pretty soon. So it's already starting. It's a little bit early this year, but it'll still end up being right on time, right when we need it to be there.
I think the next 2 or 3 days are going to slow things down a little bit, and that's not
probably
a bad
so.
Thing. In fact, I don't think it's not going to be nearly as cold as they were saying, and it needs to happen to slow things down a little bit, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Right. We're actually really looking forward to a little bit of cold. Just hold
us
off. Yeah,
I understand. Same here. I understand completely. Tell us how to find you.
Yeah, you find us at 8525 Garland Road. We're on the southeast side of White Rock Lake. If you're coming from Point South off of I-30, take the Grand Avenue exit. It'll turn into Garland Road. If you're coming from Points North, take the Garland Road exit and follow the green signs.
All right, DallasArboretum.org, 9 to 5, 7 days a week, and 24-hour information number, Tucker.
214-515-6500.
All right, Tucker Reed is the horticulture manager at the Dallas Arboretum, a huge responsibility in a glorious garden. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Talk to you next Sunday. All right, sponsored by Dixon Brothers. You just heard Mary Travelland's sweet voice and a nice person as well. Always so nice to Joseph when he and I go out to visit at Dixon Brothers in Mesquite. These are the water garden and pond and swimming pool supply people. If it touches water, they have it for you. Now, if you need a new pool sweep or to repair the old one, to scoop up leaves and other debris, you're getting ready to, maybe you have live oaks nearby and those leaves are starting to come into the pool, you can go to Dixon Brothers, your number one resource for everything aquatic. For more than 41 years, Dixon Brothers has been working with water. They provide knowledge and quality water garden and koi pond supplies, swimming pool pumps, motors, equipment and service, pool chemicals, water well pumps, supplies and floating fountains, and the list goes on and on. Now, if you had any kind of freeze damage to your pool, they can get it up and running and ready for the springtime ahead. That's whether it's a garden pool or a swimming pool, they can help you. They can install freeze guards for the remaining freezes that might happen. If you're a pond keeper, you'll want to add a de-icer to your pond to keep the surface area ice-free and fish safe if we have more cold over the next few weeks. But they can just really get you geared up and ready for springtime. Dixon Brothers, the Metroplex authority in swimming pools, floating fountains, water gardens, and koi ponds. Call them at 972-288-7537. They're open 6 days a week. They're closed on Sundays, but you can call first thing tomorrow. 972-288-7537. They're at 204 North Galloway in Mesquite. That is one block north of historic downtown Mesquite. D-I-C-K-S-O-N, Dixon Brothers in Mesquite. We here at Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening are mighty proud to have our friends at Callaway's sponsoring this hour each week. With 17 Metroplex locations, Callaway's is your source for the finest plants, products, and services. Callaway's Nursery, life lived beautifully. All right. Well, we will go on to Donna in Weatherford now. Donna, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Thanks for
listening. I've been listening to you for years, and I love your program.
Thank you, Donna, very much.
I have two rosepond holly bushes that we've made into trees, and there's shoots that come up, and every year there's more and more shoots. Can I put Roundup on those shoots to get rid of them?
No. First of all, it won't work. And secondly, you might damage something else that's around the yopons, like grass or ground cover. And third, you might damage the plant itself. The way that I get rid, what is growing beneath the yopon hollies? Do you have grass? Do you have anything there?
I've made a little bed around them, and I had flowers, and I've taken them out because they're too hard to keep with all those shoots.
All right. There are several things you could do, but spraying is not one of them. What I do with my yopons, I have about 4 or 5 tree-form yopon hollies, and I have mondo grass beneath all of mine. I use a lot of it in my landscape in the heaviest of shade. And when I get root sprouts from my yopon hollies, I take a sharpshooter spade out, and I just send it in at about a 30-degree angle, and I sever the root. These are coming up from the root system. I'll sever the root down 2 or 3 inches below the ground line, and that stops it. That stops that one. More will occur the following year, but if I spend 5 or 10 minutes a year beneath any given yopon, I can usually get rid of all of them. The first time you might have to take a little longer. But you can get rid of all of the existing ones that way, and it doesn't really do a lot of damage to the Mondo grass. Now, I'm not seeing yours. Maybe you have a lot more sprouts than I'm thinking. But if you wanted to plant a ground cover, you could rototill about 2 or 3 inches deep. That would get rid of most of the ones that are existing if you used a rear tined tiller. I'm hoping this is accurate. I can't see your plant, but you could get rid of most of them that way. Plant something like the Mondo grass. Do not use a vining ground cover, because if you did that, then you would be severing the vines when you sent the sharpshooter spade in. But it sounds like more work. I'm just trying to be very precise in explaining it. It is not a difficult thing to do. The other option that you have, Donna, if you just don't want to go to that trouble, would be to put a weed-blocking landscape fabric down over the area where you have that bed now, where you used to plant flowers, and maybe put bark mulch, or probably better would be a gravel, decorative gravel or stone like small river rock, just as a ground covering material. That would camouflage the weed barrier, and the weed barrier would keep the sprouts from coming up. So that's two different approaches.
Okay, thank you very much.
You are welcome very much. Thanks for the call. Greg and Larry, stay with me. I'll get you in just a second. You'll be up next, I promise you. Wortham Brothers Roofing. If you need a new roof, you need Wortham Brothers. This is a match made in heaven. You need to call the Wortham Brothers Company and let them come out, give you an estimate, and bring samples of what they would recommend to you. If you are building and want to have the best roof, ask your contractor to use Wortham Brothers Roofing. They do a lot of contract work for companies. They've done 60,000 roofs and replacement roofs and new roofs in the Metroplex since they founded in 1986. It's a family business, and they are good people. They serve all of the Dallas-Fort Worth area. They have the finest of roofing materials available to them and to you, therefore, and I hope you'll let them give you an estimate. Now, there are a couple of times it's really important that you have your roof checked. Before you go into spring, if there's any chance you've had roof damage, you know, roof damage can cause leaks, and those leaks can be just awful. The water can seep, and you try to find where a roof leaks. That's not easy. You see it dripping through a ceiling, and it could be 15 or 20 feet from where the roofing is bad. Let them help you. These people think about roofs. This is what they do. It's their life. It's their livelihood, and they will help you. If you need to have an estimate for what a new roof would cost, call them out to look. If you have insurance claims that are about to expire, if you're about to list your house, you need to have them look. No cost for the inspection. Call Wortham Brothers. 972-562-5788, 972-562-5788, or go to wbroofing.com, wbroofing.com, Wortham Brothers. Can there be a patent on quality? If there could, I'd give it to Advanced Foundation Repair. Advanced already holds 10 patents for technologies. Those technologies allow their exceptional ProLift repair system to fix just about any foundation. And the fully backed ProLift transferable lifetime warranty guarantees that repair, owner to owner for the lifetime of the house. That, my friends, is quality. Advanced Foundation Repair. 214-333-0003, foundationrepairs.com. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, the book I always dreamed I would be able to publish, and I finally bit the bullet and said, you know what, I'm going to do it my way. I'm going to pay for this book. I'm going to self-publish. I've heard that a lot of the big authors in America are self-publishing because they just kind of got burned out with dealing with their publishers and with the royalty abuses that I feel were out there. And so this has been a wonderfully rewarding situation. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening is an entirely new format, 24 years newer than my Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. That book has dust all over it. It's not a revision of the Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. In fact, when you see this book, it has an Adirondack chair in our yard on the cover, not cowboy boots. That's the old book. If you go into a bookstore, you're going to see the old book. It's $11 more than this one. That's the advantage, another advantage to you of my going without a publisher and just self-publishing. We can sell it to you at $28.95 plus tax and postage. Now, I have estimates for reprints, and I think it's going to cost me more. If you would like a first printing, we're about to go up for reprint, and If you would like it for guaranteed at the $28.95 and a signed copy first printing, you need to call before 10:30 today. Once the first printing ones are gone, then the price may go up, and certainly you won't have a first printing of the book. Only $28.95 plus tax and postage. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, Chapter 1, Basics. Chapter 2, a monthly calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray everything in your landscape. What I used to put on my calendars when I published those, I don't any longer. And then chapters 3 through 11 are individual chapters on trees and shrubs and vines and turf grass and flowers, vegetables, fruit, all of it. All right, so this is your chance to get it. Signed copy, not in stores, not on Amazon. 1-800-752-GROW. Call before 10:30 today. 1-800-752-GROW. Or you can also go to neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com. Satisfaction guaranteed, neilsperry.com, 1-800-752-GROW.
Neil Sperry's website, neilsperry.com, is the place to go for all kinds of horticultural help, gardening tips and tricks, special offers, horticultural resources, and maybe best of all, Neil Sperry's most asked Texas gardening questions. That's from the man who's taken more than 300,000 telephone calls dating back to 1978. And while you're at the website, sign up for Neil's eGardens electronic newsletter. It's free. It all starts with a visit to neilsperry.com. NEILSPERRY.com.
I think it's no secret that we are in water curtailments, water shortages around all of Texas right now, and certainly the North Texas, Dallas-Fort Worth area as well. Bill Jensen with Norway Irrigation can help you with an upgrade of your sprinkler system to drip irrigation. He can help you if you're putting a new sprinkler system in to have it be the most water-conscious, water-efficient sprinkler system you ever dreamed of. And if you have an old system that you just need to have repaired before springtime, these are all reasons that you need to call Norway Irrigation for the best in turf and landscape irrigation. Norway Irrigation. I've known Bill Jensen for 45 years. For about 10 years, he was a nurseryman, and then after that, he founded Norway Irrigation 32 years ago. And they've been my sponsor ever since. Please tell him I was bragging about him because he deserves that. He is a class act in all respects. He is not the biggest irrigation contractor in the world, not the biggest in America, probably not the biggest in Dallas-Fort Worth. But I'll tell you, there's nobody any better, any more reliable, and any more decent to work with. Bill Jensen at Norway Irrigation, 972-446-3292, norwayirrigation.com, 972-446-3292, Norway Irrigation. And we go to Greg in Rockdale. Greg, this is Neil. Good morning.
Yes, I have a tree that my landlord's wife planted, and she loved it, and it was a beautiful tree for a long time. And now it started getting like little 22 shell size holes, like necklaces around the base of the limbs.
Yeah, I don't know 20.
I ever saw.
Greg, I don't hunt. Hang on just a second. I don't hunt, and I don't know what size you're talking about.
I'm talking about a little less than a quarter of an inch.
All right, a little smaller than pencil size?
Oh, yeah.
And they're in rows around the trunk of the tree?
Right. They're in, like, it looks like little necklaces around the bases
looks
of
like
the
limb.
Looks
like a machine gun went across the tree
trunk. Right, right, right.
Okay, that's woodpecker. I'll call it damage. It's not really damage. What kind of tree are we talking about? Do you know?
I'm not sure what it is. It has like 2-inch long, smooth-edged leaves that kind of go out in a triangular shape and then come back to a point at the end.
All right.
And it's got some sucker limbs coming out of it with jagged-looking leaves on it.
Yeah, okay.
But, I mean, they get under the bark, and the bark starts to fall off, and then the limb turns dry.
But let me back you up just a little bit. That is sapsucker or woodpecker. They're both birds. That's what's caused those rows of holes. Hear me out on this one because it is a hugely common question for me. What causes these rows of holes? And it's one that I've seen personally. I could, if you were in my yard at home, I could show you 25 trees that have these rows of holes in them. One time in my landscape, I have been concerned about a brand new plant that I had put in, and one woodpecker sat there and just about knock that thing apart. But that's the only time I have ever seen damage on my property that I would truly call damage. They are poking holes, coming back and feeding on sap. They do not indicate a problem, nor do they cause a problem in almost all cases. Now, if they do enough damage at one particular spot on a tree, they could harm a limb. I've seen them bother hollies primarily. That's because they have smaller trunks. But they are common on live oaks. They are common on pecans. Common on a lot of trees. I saw one a few days ago going on a telephone pole, which tells you they are not going after anything living. Now, the fact that the tree is dying and the bark is separating, there's a small chance, 5% chance, that is because of the injury that they have caused to the tree trunk. But there's a 95% chance that there's something else going wrong with the tree. And without knowing the kind of tree, it's going to be awfully hard to diagnose that. But, you know, it could be that it got way too dry. It could be that it's a maple and has other problems. Maples do have borers. This is not borer damage that you're seeing. But
the holes go way deep. I have little pieces of wire way down in there, you know, okay. And I've seen ants going in and out.
All right.
Little ants going in and out with their eggs and stuff.
All right. Hear me. All I can do is respond to what I'm presenting. You know, what I might suggest is put me a photo on my Facebook page so I can see what these holes look like. But if they are in rows, I will put my career on my reputation on the line on this answer. If they are in rows, that is woodpecker damage, and they will not go in more than about a quarter of an inch. If they go in, then that would be borers. But they would not be in rows. They are completely random. Now, it's possible that you have both and that a few of them have matched up with the holes that are in rows. But if you start sticking a paper clip or any other wire into a row of holes, you will not find hole after hole after hole after hole that go in a straight row parallel to the ground line more than a quarter of an inch. I'll promise you that. I'll guarantee you that. Now, you may have borers without knowing the tree. This is like calling the vet, and if we don't know what the animal is, it's kind of hard to diagnose what the problem might be. So I'm kind of hamstrung from that one.
Well, girdlers is what I heard.
Say it again.
Girdlers is what
absolutely
one guy
no way in 1 billion years there's no way that's twig girdlers. Twig girdlers I have all over my pecan trees at home. They look like a knife has come around and around in a spiral around the tree trunk, and then that branch falls off, that tiny branch. There's no way this is twig girdlers.
Well, this is a big tree with big branches.
I understand that. Post me a photo on Facebook. I've got to see it. I don't know what the patient is. If you have a leaf that's on the ground, if you could find it, you know, or wait a couple weeks till they leaf out, but get me a photo. My Facebook page is Neil Sperry, and I get photos there all the time. I'll be glad to try to help. Somebody needs to see this. You might want to get a sample into a nurseryman. That might help, or a photo or something. Photo, Greg, but that's not twig girdlers. I don't think it's borers. Maybe you have a few borers, but without knowing the tree, I can't go any farther. I really appreciate your call. You waited so patiently, and I feel like I didn't help you, and that's my fault, but I need more info. Thank you. Let's see. Larry and LaRue, Randy, I do not have the heart to make him wait. I'm gonna help him. I think I can help fairly quickly. Larry, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, sir.
I have a problem with my gardenias and azaleas. They've been in the ground for over 10 years now.
Mm-hmm.
But the last 4 years, or last year as a sample, I got one flower on all. I've got about five azaleas in one corner. One flower is all I got.
All right, I have about three questions that will get me right to an answer for you.
All right.
So, number one, I don't know where LaRue is, and I need to know.
Well, it's about 10 miles. I'm about 10 miles east of Athens, just on 175.
Helps me immensely. That's what I need to know. They ought to grow there very well for you. That's acidic soil. How much sun do they get?
Anywhere from noon on.
So half a day afternoon sun. Well, I'm not getting where I wanted to be because my good easy answers are gone now. How much are you watering and fertilizing?
I put on the nitrogen fertilizer when I do my lawn.
Okay, that's good.
And
how much new growth did you get last year?
On the gardenias, hardly any at all.
Okay.
Azaleas, not much at all there either.
All right. Larry, I wonder about the soil mix, the planting mix that you have. Even where you are, where they should do very well for you, they will need a lot of organic matter just to give them a good loose planting mix. My visits to Athens, I have noticed that there are some areas that have fairly shallow soil. It's a lot better than what we have in the Metroplex, but still fairly shallow. Is there any chance these have just run out of juice and don't have any root room?
It's possible, because I'm on a clay ridge up here.
Right. I would think that perhaps if you're not getting more growth than that, you ought to be able to grow, get 6 or 8 inches of new growth on a gardenia each year if you are watering and fertilizing properly. When you have a limited amount of soil or a poor soil, then it's harder to get that water and nutrition into the plants. My guess would be that it's either not enough water at critical times, not enough nitrogen at critical times when they're growing actively, or not enough soil to act as a reservoir to hold what you're putting on them.
I have an irrigation system for the flower beds.
So drip below ground?
Yeah.
Maybe that'll work, but since it hasn't, I think I'd try a hose this year and see if you can really boost them a little bit more.
Is there any other type of fertilizer?
That's what I was going to say. For example, when you put that fertilizer on top, unless you get rain, there's nothing to dissolve it and wash it down into the soil.
Mm-hmm.
When you fertilize a high nitrogen or all nitrogen, since you're on clay, a fertilizer applied to the top and watered in slowly with a hose or with a sprinkler, I would think would be the best way. I'll bet the nutrients aren't getting to the roots in time.
Okay.
It's somewhere in there. That's you have the right amount of sun. You have the right part of Texas to grow them. That's where I got to leave my answer. I think I've gotten close. Thank you so much for the call and for your patience. You're incredible. All right, we're going to get to the newscast as quickly as we can. Let me tell you about Encore Electric Service Delivery. That is what they do for a living. That is what their mission statement is. We bring electricity to the homes and businesses of our service area. That is not anywhere on their website. That's my rendition of what they do. And it's really important that we remember that, and we need to help them any way we can. They have a phrase that they use that I think is so appropriate: know before you grow. Had somebody who was upset with Encore for trimming crepe myrtles. Well, unfortunately, it probably was the wrong type of crepe myrtle to plant near power lines. You need to know how tall a plant will grow before you plant, because these are the folks who have to bring the electric service to us. And it's incumbent on all of us to help them by keeping trees and even large shrubs out of the power lines. Now, they have a lot of great information at Encore.com, Encore.com. If you are out there pruning your trees, trees that are properly spaced away from the power lines but still kind of go head toward them, if you're within 10 feet of power lines, you better call them and ask for their advice, guidance, and help. 888-313-6862. 888-313-6862. If you're digging and want to make sure that whoever's doing the digging doesn't hit buried utilities, call 811 at least 2 business days ahead of time. 811, 2 business days ahead. And if you're seeing fire caused by power lines in contact with tree limbs, then you need to call 911 right away and get out of the area. That's Encore.com, Encore.com.
So should illegal immigrants be able to vote in the next presidential elections? It looks like there's a loophole that's designed to accomplish exactly that. I'll tell you all about it on the next Ben Ferguson Show, Monday morning at 9 a.m. on WBAP.
I have the joy of telling you about the Baylor Hospital System, specifically Baylor Plano and Baylor McKinney, each Sunday morning here. The Baylor system has meant a huge amount to our family because Baylor Plano saved our daughter's life almost 10 years ago. Baylor McKinney, my wife, serves on the board there very proudly, so, and she loves that service. And she loves the board meetings, going to the committee meetings, and she has proudly shown her hospital to a lot of us. That's Baylor McKinney. Baylor Plano, Baylor McKinney. Home is where the heart is. If your heart needs care, it's good to know you can count on the experienced cardiovascular team at Baylor Medical Center McKinney. Baylor McKinney is accredited in chest pain by the Society of Cardiovascular Patient patient care. Hospitals that have received this accreditation have achieved a higher level of expertise in dealing with patients who arrive with symptoms of a heart attack. Baylor McKinney. So if you need them to care for your heart, Baylor McKinney is ready. To learn more, visit BaylorHealth.com/McKinneyHeart. BaylorHealth.com/McKinneyHeart. We are so proud, those of us who live in McKinney, and we are so proud to have Baylor in our city. Baylor McKinney, and it's at the northwest corner of Lake Forest and Highway 380. Time to check in with the WBAP 24/7 newsroom. Major Logan, I'm sorry I'm late getting to you, buddy. That guy waited 40 minutes for me. Thank you. Here's Major.
Good morning, Neil. WBAP News Time, 9:36. Walmart messes with Texas. That story after we update traffic and weather on the ones. Checking the classicchevrolet.com right now traffic watch. Watch for an accident eastbound I-30 near Rosedale Street. Your two left lanes taken out by that incident. Dallas North Tollway running slower than normal southbound between Frankfort Road and Trinity Mills Road in Louisville. Highway 121 a bit sluggish northbound between MacArthur Boulevard and I-35E. Your WBAP 24/7 forecast. Showers possible this afternoon. High near 70, 90% chance of rain tonight. Overnight low 34, then mostly cloudy. Rain tomorrow morning. High tomorrow 41. It's 50 degrees now in Plano. It didn't take long, about 2 hours, for the warring sides in eastern Ukraine to begin trading accusations of violating the new ceasefire agreement, but it does appear to be mostly holding. One place to watch is a strategic railway hub near Ukrainian government forces. For weeks, they've been fending off severe onslaughts from pro-Russian separatists. The U.S. says there's evidence of Russian military equipment being deployed. Walmart's going to court to sell liquor. The retailer is already the biggest seller of beer and wine in the state now. Now it's challenging state laws that prohibit publicly traded companies from selling spirits. Walmart says that's anti-competitive and unfair to consumers. A lawsuit has been filed in Austin. Also, it says it's also lobbying the Texas legislatures to continue and change those laws. A Houston man has been arrested for holding up five banks in robberies committed last year while wearing a Texas Longhorns cap. The FBI says 31-year-old Willie Cuevas is suspected of being the so-called Longhorn Bandit who targeted Chase Bank branches. If convicted, he faces up to 20 years in prison on each of the five counts of felony bank robbery. Again, showers possible this afternoon, high near 70. Right now, 57 degrees in Denton. From the 24/7 News Desk, I'm Major Logan. Now back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening on WBAP.
Thank you, Major, very, very much. And Longhorn Bandit, huh? That one's for you, Randy Williams, my Longhorn buddy. They're running my boards today. You see how the rest of my program goes now that I've done that to him. He will put a screech sound in my headphones for me. Let me tell you right now about the great people at North Haven Gardens. I love doing ads for North Haven because I know when you go into North Haven Gardens, you are going to be so excited about horticulture, about gardening. It's been that way since 1951. For example, you go into North Haven right now, you will find Heavenly Hellebores. A stunning selection of hellebores has arrived. Everybody can find a place in their garden for these beautiful, drought-tolerant perennials for the shade. Now, where you would grow ferns and hostas, that's where you can grow hellebores. In fact, I think hellebores are easier than hostas. Valentine's Day has come and gone, but you can still show up with some love to your roses. Join North Haven for a brief, informative pop-up demonstration on how to prepare your roses for spring blooms. It'll be this next Saturday, 12 until 12:30. And that'll be at North Haven Garden, 7700 North Haven Road between Hillcrest and Central. North Haven Gardens 2015 Rose List will be available March 7 and 8. And I guess that's on the website. It just says the Rose List will be available. I wouldn't be surprised what the plants are coming in by then, though. Tomatoes begin arriving this week at North Haven Gardens. Plant early for the best success before it gets hot. Now, if you are outside the urban heat pocket, you'll have to protect them a few times probably. Grow them in pots. That's a great way. Saturday, February 21, North Haven Gardens will conduct a workshop on becoming an urban farmer. Introduction to home vegetable gardening will begin 9 until 11:30. This beginner-level class will focus on the basics for starting your edible home garden. Each attendee will receive a $10 North Haven Gardens gift card at the conclusion of the class, along with a certificate of completion. Call 214-363-5316 to register. Cost is $34.99. If you'd like to grow healthy food in your own backyard, this is the class for you. All the details are at nhg.com. You can go by North Haven Gardens today. I hope you will. 7700 North Haven Road between Hillcrest and Central, open 7 days a week, 214-363-5316, North Haven Gardens.
Mark LaFette.
I think we ought to create, like, liberal land. Rather than fundamentally transforming the United States of America, we'll give you your own states. We'll just give you the bluest of the blue states.
5 till 8, Mark. News Talk, 820 AM.
WBAP.
Since 1983, the experts at Whiskey Stone have been leading the Metroplex, turning landscaping dreams into reality. I have seen their work. I have seen what they have provided. You can go out there and see their beautiful stone and gravel, decorative gravel, river rocks, flagstones, big landscape boulders, you name it. Landscape contractors come from all over North Texas to shop at Whiskey Stone. Members of the Texas Nursery and Landscape Association come from all over the Metroplex to shop at Whiskey Stone because they are active members of TNLA. They are wonderful leaders in their industry, and they are wonderful leaders showing us the way to more beautiful landscapes. They can interpret your dreams and help you make them a reality. If you need a retaining wall because you have a steep slope that's difficult to mow and care for, let them guide you. And they can even refer you to landscape contractors who could do the work for you. Their showroom is at 40, it's a 22-acre outdoor showroom, of course, at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. 4501 East Loop 820 South. For more information, go to whiz-q.com, W-H-I-Z, whiz-q.com, or call them at 817-429-0822. 817-429-0822. Open Monday through Saturday, Whiz-Q Stone in Fort Worth.
Between now and 10, if you'd like to order my new book, call 1-800-752-GROW. However, if you have a plant question, call me here at the radio station, 800-288-WBAP. Now back to the program.
All right, thank you so much. And it is, if you would like to call, this is a good time to call. We have time for two or three more calls before we run out of time for this morning. And that number, again, as mentioned, 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Russ is in Alvord. Russ, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. We've got a deer problem. We've put out a lot of new service berries and crepe myrtles and roses, and this year the deer are just coming in the evenings. Mm. They're stripping the bark off of the crepe myrtles, and they're eating any new growth on the roses or service berries. So,
wow.
Wondering if you have something that we can keep the deer away.
Well, I don't think the repellents are going to work for you. That's something that some people will try. The electric fences will work, but nobody wants to have those around their landscape. I have seen deer graze in among. I'm not going to have a good answer. I'm going to warn you ahead of time. You're listening for the punchline, and I may not have one here. Because they really do eat a wide variety of things. I saw them in Austin eating dwarf Chinese holly shrubs.
And if
anything can eat those. I'll tell you what I'm going to have to do, because they are becoming more of a problem. We have had deer on our 11 acres where I live for the first time in 38 years of living where we live. We've seen deer on our hillside a couple of times in the last 3 or 4 months. So that's going to spur me to start to doing a little bit more research. And plus, with calls like yours coming in, they have just migrated north from the hill country. Let me, I'll tell you where I'm going to look first, and I'm going to let you do the same thing. The Travis County Master Gardeners have put a lot of information in Austin, have put a lot of information online of deer, just coping with deer, not control or anything, but just coping with them. What do you do? And that's going to be probably the best thing online would be from the and San Antonio is where Bexar County, those two Master Gardener programs are extremely active.
Okay.
I have a good friend, a really good friend of many, many years, 45-year friend, who has a farm of ornamental plants in Hempstead toward Houston. And he told me the other day he's put up an 8-foot deer fence just because he's got to do something. They're just eating him out of house and home. He comes back up to the Metroplex. When he goes back down there, he finds the stuff's been ravaged. And, right. So that may be what we'll all end up having to do. I'll have put one up that'll also keep the feral hogs out. there are advantages to being in the city, I think. I'm not sure I want to move just yet, but anyway. Russ, give me just a little bit to do more research, but that's where I'm going to suggest that you start, is with the Travis County Master Gardeners. What I would do is Aggie Horticulture, deer control or coping with deer, just Aggie Horticulture deer. And you'll find a lot of listings there. I'll do the reading too, but I don't know that there are going to be a lot of plants that they will not find attractive. So okay. I took 2.5 minutes to tell you I don't really know.
Okay. So the what they've chewed on one side of the crepe myrtle, as long as they don't get around all the way around, as long
correct.
As they don't band it, they think
that's
the crepe
right.
myrtle.
Yeah, and that's it'll heal and come back. Even if it doesn't, the good thing about crepe myrtles is they're always willing to put up new shoots, and they do so very quickly. With other shade trees, it's more of a concern. In those cases, I probably would put three metal stakes in and put a piece of fencing wire around so they couldn't get through it. Yeah,
that's what we've done with our crepe myrtles so far.
All right. Yeah, that's annoying. I love deer. They're gentle animals, but they are really damaging. I'll see what I can find.
Thank you much.
Thank you, Russ. I appreciate his understanding of that. It's kind of a new problem for a lot of us in this part of Texas. All right, Jim and Gunner will be our last call in just a second, but right now I need to tell you about Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening once again and invite you to give us a call at my magazine office. I hope you will do that because we will be there until 10:30 today with staff to answer your gardening questions, and not gardening questions, but to answer your call and take your order. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, the book that I published about 10 months ago, has all of the important aspects of Texas horticulture. Chapter 1 is on the basics of gardening in the Lone Star State. Chapter 2 covers everything I used to put at the bottom of the pages in my gardening calendar. You know how I would tell you when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray? Well, it's all there in Chapter 2. Then Chapters 3 through 11 cover trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, turf grass, excuse me, also fruit and vegetables. It's all in that. And this is in no way a revision of Neil Sperry's Complete Guide to Texas Gardening, the book that you will find in stores. My new book is not in stores. It is not on Amazon because I self-published it and chose not to put it there. The reason was I just wanted to be able to handle it and deal with it, not have to hire sales reps, not have to go through a publisher. And so, but I will guarantee your satisfaction with the book, or I'll buy it back, including postage and obviously sales tax, refund every penny you spend. I have not yet had to do that, but if it happens, I'm willing to do so. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. $28.95, satisfaction guaranteed, not on Amazon, not in stores, and not a revision of The Complete Guide to Texas. A completely different book, 840 photographs. 1-800-752-GROW. By the way, you'll get a signed copy of the book if you call my office before 10:30, and it also will still be a first printing. We're on the cusp of needing a second printing. If you want a first printing signed copy, call before 10:30, 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769, or order at neilsperry.com.
February is the time to prepare your whole landscape for the warm-up spring will bring. Shades of Green has the experience to guide you in the right direction with their wide selection of organic products, fertilizers, mulches, compost, and pre-emergents, as well as drought-tolerant perennials and specimen trees. This Saturday, February 21st, Shades of Green is offering a free pruning class from 2 to 3 p.m. Mark your calendars and join them for this hands-on demonstration covering pruning techniques for crepe myrtles, shrub roses, trees, and perennials. Stop by Shades of Green and check out the new boutique items in their gift shop, as well as beautiful new garden benches and bird baths. Shades of Green would like to remind you that it's still a great time to plant trees. They have over 40 varieties of trees available. They can even plant and guarantee them for you. Fresh arrivals from their farm include beautiful Lacey Oak, Red Oak, and Eldorica Pine, just to name a few. Need some planting ideas and suggestions? Call Shades of Green to sign up for a landscape consultation with their in-house designers. Check them out on the web at shadesofgreeninc.com. That's shadesofgreeninc.com. Serenity.
Hi, I'm Lynn Sperry, a member of the McKinney ISD Board of Trustees. Substance abuse can hit any family. It's a disease that knows no boundaries. Serenity High in McKinney offers hope. It offers a chance at completing high school in a sober environment. We think it's the only public recovery high school in America. It's a small and nurturing school. It's self-paced and each program is tailored to the specific student. Serenity High in McKinney is for students who have completed drug and alcohol treatment and who have been advised not to go back to their old schools. Serenity High in McKinney is a part of the McKinney School District, but it's open to students from all partnering districts. For more information, go to serenityhigh.org or call Principal Julie at 469-302-7830. That's Serenity High in McKinney.
One day at a time.
That is one of my favorite things I've ever been involved with, Serenity High in McKinney. It is just fabulous to go into that school and see the fine young men and women who have gotten their lives off track, trying to get it back on track and hang on to sobriety. It is so cool. And when they are successful, they become hero people because they are willing to share, to reach out to others and to help. It's just it's a great environment, and God bless the people who keep the kids in the education system. Julie Ferraro, principal, and her staff, they're just great. Let me tell you right now about Advanced Foundation Repair, my sponsor of more than 20 years. Now, Fred Marshall owns and operates this business. Foundation repair is something I don't know anything about. And when Fred wanted to start doing ads with me in 1995, I said, I don't understand your industry. I need to go see what you do. I need to understand. I need to check some references. Could you give me 15? Which is a pretty lofty request. And he got them to me, and over a period of about 2 weeks, I called all of them, and boy, it was all thumbs up. People were so happy with the work. Well, now I could go on that list of references because I have used Advanced Foundation services at my home and also at my office. And at the office, it's an old historic building, a pier and beam building. They have a different division within their company to deal with that, and they did a wonderful job. And at my home, they helped us with one particular room that was poured separate from the rest of our foundation, and it was just done quickly and wonderfully. Their work is guaranteed for the lifetime of the building. It is done by the finest of techniques, many of which they have patented, and their warranty that comes with their work is transferable from owner to owner to owner. Their home inspection is absolutely free without obligation. Advanced Foundation Repair, leaders in their industry, the people who fixed our house and my office. It's a local number, 214-333-0003. It's a number you can't forget. That's the number, 214-333-0003, Foundation Repairs. It's Advanced Foundation Repair. And we go back to the phone. We go to Jim in Gunter. Jim, this is Neil. Good morning.
Yes, good morning, Neil. I've got a 15 to 20 foot fruitless mulberry that's died on me, and I need to get rid of it. So I went out and looked at it, and it looks like the roots are running in a horizontal pattern away from the tree. And my game plan was to go ahead and dig out around those horizontal roots, maybe three, 4, or 5 feet, and cut the roots with a reciprocating saw and take a chunk out of those, and then hope that the wind will blow the tree over so I won't have to fight the stump. You know, taking the tree out, I can do that pretty easy with a chainsaw, but I've already got the stump to deal with, and I thought that I want to get your input on that because I didn't know if the roots were mostly horizontal or vertical on that fruitless mulberry.
They are horizontal. Any tree actually will have about 90% of its roots in the top foot of soil. And the reason that happens is roots function to take in rainfall in nature. I mean, in nature, when trees were designed by our maker, there weren't any sprinkler systems. And so it was all for rainfall. And rainfall hits the surface of the soil, therefore the roots need to be near the surface. Sure, there are supporting roots that go down farther, but 90% of any tree's roots will be in that top foot of soil. I do not like the plan of cutting those roots and waiting for wind to blow it over. I just what and the tree is totally dead. It's not just sparse; it's dead in the growing season.
No, if the where the graft was in the crotch of the tree, it's separated and it's rotted almost all the way down to the ground now. Now I think the wind's going to either blow half of it down or whatever. So I need to deal with now.
All right. What I would do, Jim, is I would cut that tree at 4 feet or so, somewhere in that range, and get the top out of the way. Do whatever you're going to do with all that scrap wood, firewood, or whatever you're going to do with it. It burns fast, so I don't know how good it is. But anyway, that's out of the way. Then you're left with the stump and the roots. And if it were my tree, I would cut the roots like you're describing. I'm not sure you want to be putting a saw down into the ground. It will, at least with chainsaws, it dulls the blade instantly. I'm not sure what it would do to a reciprocating saw. But anyway, cut the roots, and I like where you're cutting them, at 3 or 4 feet out from the trunk. That's a good plan. And then I would probably really soak that area around the tree at a time when the rest of the soil is fairly dry. And if you have a tractor, I'd back the tractor up to it, or if you don't, I'd get somebody to come in, either with a front-end loader or with a tractor, and pull that stump with a heavy chain and get it out of there right away, or have somebody come in and grind the stump. But you need to get that stump out of there, and you don't want to let the wind blow the tree over.
I didn't know if the mass of the tree would make it easier or not. And I've got a front end loader, tractor and front end loader.
Lift it out that way. Put it. Just wrap a chain around a big heavy duty chain, and you'll know how to operate that thing. Just lift it up. There'll be some roots you'll have to cut while you're doing that. Just stop, get off, go down with your saw or your axe and cut those roots and do it. I'll bet you could have it out in just an hour or two.
Yeah, so pull it up as opposed to trying to push it over?
You could push it with a front-end loader. You should get under it with the bucket. You sure could. Yeah. That's a good point, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
one or the other, but you need to do it manually, get it out of there.
Yeah, so, okay.
All right, thanks for the call. Randy Williams, you have been fun to work with, sir. You may fill in anytime you wish, and Robert wants you to. So that's great. Folks, a number to my office if you're trying to call for the book offer, while we still have the first printings available, until 10:30 this morning. They'll stay there a little while at 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769. Until next week, happy gardening.